Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. Ben standing with you here for the next hour. With you till 10 o'clock. We have talked plenty about that. The NBA Finals, which are deep into the first quarter right now. Pacers have a little bit of a lead. We've talked some football, but we've talked Commanders. We got to talk about the other team, but not the DMV. Don't get me wrong on that. But the other team in the general vicinity, the Baltimore Ravens, who will be down here in Ashburn this year, a joint practice with Washington. We're not going to preview that, but I am curious on a lot of different things, especially to hear from this guy, because Jeff Zerebeck is as plugged in as it gets on the Ravens beat. And Jeff, I appreciate you letting me take you away from the NBA Finals. I know you are locked in on this.
My Knicks, once they got eliminated, I my interest level dropped dramatically. You're not taking me away from anything. Pleasure to talk to you.
What a wacky situation with the coach. Like, I'm not one of those people that thinks it was insane to move on from Tibbs. I get that he can kind of grind you, but that they have no plan to try to get these people to talk and no, like, I don't know what is going on there.
I'm kind of with you. I was one of the guys that, I think Tibbs did a great job this year. I mean, I think he really had a good year, and I think he was very flexible in the playoffs. I mean, you saw them playing more guys in the Pacers series. But I wasn't sure he was the answer for them long term. They have a very flawed roster too, but I don't think he deserved to get fired. And if you did move on from him, you know, you would have thought there was a handpicked successor or one or two guys you were targeting. And, you know, everyone, you know, that was saying, oh, they had to have a plan. You don't fire a guy like Tibbs and not have a plan. But this is the Knicks we're talking about, after all. And, you know, the way they do business is a lot different than how other teams do business. So nothing surprises me. But, you know, I can't imagine Mike Brown is going to silence some of the criticism if he winds up getting the job.
No, they need to, like, go to Jay Wright and say, hey, all your Villanova guys are here. Let's go. That would get people at least excited, I think. All right, let's get to your sport. You, of course, do a great job covering the Ravens, who have been still practicing this week. Washington was done last week. The Ravens continued this week. It was the first chance that you guys had to talk to Lamar Jackson, I guess, since the season ended, essentially. And, of course, there's talk about his attitude. You know, how's he feeling? There's always so much pressure on Lamar. There is for every quarterback, but, you know, with him, until he gets to the next step or two in his career, people are going to ask, can he get the big one done? What was your sense of talking to Lamar in terms of where his head is at in sort of that bigger picture conversation?
Yeah, I mean, some things covering Lamar over the years, he's just a different dude, and you just get used to it, you know? Like, and I think people were like, you know, even other reporters, I saw some of the responses saying, really? This is his first time talking since January, but it was only his second time in the building since January. Like, he's not one, you know, he does things his way, and the Ravens feel like, look, would they love to have Lamar in every day of the workout program and at every OTA? Sure, but that's not Lamar, and Lamar doesn't want to do that, and I think from John Harbaugh's perspective, you push him on some stuff and what you feel like is negotiable, but you can't fight every battle. You know, you need him in a good frame of mind. You need him happy and wanting to, you know, be there and all that. So there's only so many things they'll push him on. And one of the things that he's just not around the building much in the offseason. So this was really, he went to one OTA and then he came in obviously for the mandatory mini camp. So it was the first opportunity to talk to him. I mean, it was only really one of the first time anybody from the team was seeing him in the offseason. So it's just vintage Lamar. I mean, this is how he goes about his business. And he has two MVPs, and he, you know, case could be made that he should have had a third, or at least he was a finalist for the third. And, you know, it works for him. But, yes, that label's going to be out there until they win the big one. And that's been the unfortunate reality for a lot of athletes. You know, in the sport, I saw strides last year for him in the playoffs. I mean, I think he played well in the first game, and I think he was terrific in the second half of the Bills game. There were down Zay Flowers, and Bateman was banged up, and he kind of led him down the field without his top guys, and they should have tied that game. But you just can't make those mistakes that he made in the first half. So I think he's a good frame of mind. He looks good. He's chosen to remain the skinny version of Lamar. I mean, some years he's bulked up and said he wants to better protect himself. Other years he goes with, I want to be skinnier and faster approach. This year it looked like the skinnier, faster, side won out. And he looks ready to go. I mean, he's you know, they need to redo his contract in the next 9 months. But other than that, he's obviously the least of their problems here.
We're talking with Jeff Zrebiec, Ravens insider for The Athletic, at Jeff, Zrebiec, on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call that thing. It's always over the top when we just say, you know, these quarterbacks, for whatever the reason, if they don't get it done, how, you know, is it, come on, they're not that guy. I think people forget often that quarterbacks don't play defense. They're not blocking, they're not catching the passes and all those kinds of things. Of course, he did get a great year from Derrick Henry last year along the way, and then Zay Flowers was really good until the injury happened. They did keep Ronnie Stanley. That's a huge deal on the line. You mentioned Lamar having to get a new deal. It feels like he just signed one 10 minutes ago.
I know.
Did I see is it next year for 26, his cap space? I think I saw this in your article. His cap hit is like $74 million?
Well, not this year, but yeah, that's the thing. He redid the deal in 2023, or not redid. He signed the initial extension 2023, but it was always a 3-year deal because in 2026 and 2027, his cap goes up to like $74.5 million. And obviously, even somebody who doesn't understand the salary cap much could tell you that that's untenable to kind of building a roster if you want to be a contender and you want to have good players around him. So at some point, you know, you'd like to say, okay, let's just do it, let's focus on it. But we all know from the 2023 negotiations, nothing is easy in these negotiations. He represents himself. He has to be motivated to do it. He's not a guy that's in the building every day where you just schedule regular meetings with Eric DaCosta to sit down and knock this out. It's kind of Lamar, you're on Lamar's time a little bit. So, if this goes into next offseason, he's going to have even more leverage. And maybe that's what he wants, Ben. I mean, maybe that's what he's holding out for. But, it has to be a priority, organizational priority over the next 9 months to get this deal done. And it's much easier to do it over the next month than have that. And then if that lingers into the season and into next offseason, then suddenly things will get real dicey. And if that's being held up next offseason, they're pretty much going to be paralyzed from making moves because they're going to need to carry that cap number.
Right. I wasn't intending to really focus on Lamar's contract, but, you know, I don't know if you've heard, but there's a young quarterback here who eventually, at the pace he's going, it's only the 1 year, but he's going to get paid crazy money. So how the quarterback contracts that get signed ahead of him are going to be interesting. Lamar right now, he's 10th in annual average salary for quarterbacks at $52 million. Dak Prescott's at $60 million. If they renegotiate this deal, whether it's tomorrow or 9 months, like, do you have a sense, like, what, just in your own head, not even from like a reporting perspective, but a sense in your head, like what that number could be? Because obviously he could demand whatever he wants.
Yeah, it's going to be over Prescott, obviously. How much over? No, I don't really have that sense. But it's funny, Ben, like, you know, the outsider perspective, and this is all understandable, I'm not criticizing, is, hey, just give him the Josh Allen deal that's relatively fresh. What did Josh Allen sign that 2 months ago, maybe? Not even. Just give him the Josh Allen deal, add a couple million, and call it a day. But that's just not how business gets done in these negotiations with him. You know, he said it before. I don't care about other deals. Like, I don't look at other deals. I know what I want. I know what I'm worth, and that's what I'm going off of. Now, some of that is a little lip service, because if you look at the Jalen Hurts deal in 2023, it certainly has very, very, you can see that looked like the deal the Ravens were working off of when they finally got Lamar signed then. So I do think it has to impact it. But, yeah, just not that easy in terms of, yeah, okay, we'll give you Josh Allen's deal plus a little bit, add a couple things, add some incentives too, and you're the highest paid quarterback in the history of the NFL, and we move on. I mean, maybe that gets it done, but Lamar never sees the, or feels the urgency on this kind of thing. He never sweats it, it doesn't seem. He does it at his pace, and it's hard to, you know, he doesn't really have he has a team, but they're not vocal about anything he wants. You don't even know who it is half the time. Obviously, his mom's heavily involved. So, yeah, that's why it's a difficult process. I don't think anyone is real clear, other than probably the Ravens, what he wants, what he's looking for. But if the Ravens would get that, if Eric DaCosta is able to get that done here in the next couple months, and this is usually a kind of fertile turf to get contract extensions done before training camp, then it would be a huge win, and it would be a really good offseason for the Ravens and what they were able to accomplish. But kind of Lamar thing would be, you know, really push it over the top, because it would set them up for the future and give them cost certainty and take a major item off next offseason's to-do list.
All right, well, look, we've got plenty of time to discuss that. I'll call you every week to get the update on Lamar's contract, because I know that's exactly what you'll be wanting to do for the next 9 months. You got the Ravens just signed Jair Alexander. He was never an option here, per se. Washington, as far as I know, didn't check in with Alexander. But, you know, when you've got a former Pro Bowler who's available for relative cheap, he's coming off a couple down years because of injuries primarily, you got to ask the question as to, you know, whether it's something to do. The Ravens always seem to get this type of discounted player who ends up becoming really good for the Ravens. Is Jair Alexander, I don't want to say a missing piece, but is he the type of guy that the Ravens kind of needed and could kind of put that defensive secondary over the top, so to speak?
Yeah, I think he'll help. I mean, obviously the caveat is he's got to be healthy. But it's, you know, $4 million a year is nothing. I mean, for a veteran cornerback, I mean, that's nothing. So even if he gets hurt and only play, I mean, he's played 7 games in each last 2 seasons. Even if he gets hurt and plays 7 or 8 games, the deal is not a bad deal. I mean, obviously you want him for the long run, but, you know, it's a measured risk and it's just not a whole lot of money. And, you know, you get to the point where you start looking and they're filling in holes, and you said it, this is kind of what they do. They're not very active early in free agency. They collect the comp picks. They very rarely give out huge contracts. They focus on their own. And DaCosta's consistently in saying, look, there'll be options down the road. There'll be options after the draft. There'll be options during training camp. There'll be options early in the season at the trade deadline. You know, they kind of look at the roster building as a 365-day-a-year pursuit. And there always are players, and this is the reason why big names always connected on big names. So I think they like the fit. You know, like at this point, they were looking for another veteran cornerback. They're not looking necessarily even for a starting quarterback. I mean, you know, their starters are Marlon Humphrey, who's a 4-time Pro Bowler and had a really good year last year, and Nate Wiggins, a first-round pick who had a very good rookie year, and they think will be a star down the road. So You know, but this gives them options. This gives them more insurance in case of injuries. This strengthens the strength, as they like to say. And it just became one of those no-brainer moves. You know, he's there. He's out there. He wants to play here. It's not a lot of money. And, by the way, one of his best friends is Lamar Jackson, who just happens to have this contract issue we spent a while discussing. So there's a lot of boxes this checked for him, kind of a no-brainer. And I think his swagger, I know Jair's not for everyone. He's been an outspoken guy. He's gotten a suspension from the Packers. But, you know from following this team as long as you have, they take on these personalities all the time, and they have the culture to deal with it, and they encourage players to be themselves. And, you know, the more swagger, the better. They need to figure out a way to get over this playoff hump and to add a little more veteran swagger and experience and confidence. I think that's a good thing.
All right, we're talking with Jeff Zrebeck, with covers the Ravens for The Athletic. You know, Jeff and I talk text often. I don't see Jeff often because, you know, you know, we're not far away from each other, but, you know, enough how it is. And he's got a, you know, family and all that stuff. He's a busy guy. But we are going to see each other in a few months because these two teams, Commanders and Ravens, will not only play a preseason game here at Northwest Stadium, they're going to do a joint practice in Ashburn. I'm going to assume it's only one day because the Commanders are coming off a Monday night game. But this is going to be fascinating from my perspective because – yeah, it didn't seem conceivable that they could have a joint practice at the Commanders facility until they tore up the garbage artificial turf last year, and now they have four fields. This is also going to be the first time they've met since Washington finished off that crazy run they had last year. And you and I wrote a story last year about, is this a rivalry? Can it be a rivalry? And, you know, the answer is kind of no. But I am curious, since Washington had the run they had, and, you know, made it all the way to the NFC Championship game, did anybody in Baltimore, you know, inside the building or just fans kind of perk up and go, oh, okay, well, it's, we got to show them up, or do you still, we're focused on the Steelers, et cetera?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's that aspect of it. I do think there's a healthy respect for Washington and what they're building. They played each other in Baltimore this past year, and it really, that was early on. And I think anybody who watched that game, and I remember walking with you, down those stairs in M&T Bank. And I said to you at the time, I'm impressed more by Washington losing than I was coming into the game. You could tell they were building something, and you could tell how special Daniels was. They threw the kitchen sink with them at times. So, yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's going to be a hot spot for national reporters, right? I mean, you know, you got two of the most exciting players and two of the faces of the league on hand. You got, two teams who are expected to be in the playoffs. And I think it'll be cool. I mean, I would say, Ben, hopefully, you know, maybe you talk to Mark, maybe the Ravens talk to Mark Andrews about leaving him home. I mean, that got kind of ugly a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I know Washington's roster has been turned over quite a bit, but I'm sure there's a couple guys who remember. I forgot the guy he hurt, but that became a serious situation. So, you know, we all saw how that got heated. I know Emmanuel Forbes was a major part of that, and he's no longer there. But, you know, I think that's one of the reasons now they're doing one day to kind of, you know, and the Ravens have one day of joint practices with the Colts. So I think that's one of the reasons why they're doing one day, so this doesn't become kind of a two-day free-for-all where guys are looking for vengeance and they can just focus on getting work in. But, yeah, my understanding of it was there's some talk about doing this at one of the stadiums and getting a bunch of fans in there and getting people excited. I don't think it worked out, and it will be in Ashburn. But, it'll be cool. It's always, you know, those are – preseason and training camp is real monotonous. So anytime you get a chance to see a different scenario, you know, that's always cool. And I think that's always beneficial for a team. I just know I'm going to be cursing you when I'm making a 3-hour drive out there and stuck in traffic on the day of.
Oh, you'll be miserable. There's no question. It'll be 1,000 degrees. Traffic will be terrible. You won't be happy. We're going to be outside working in tents. You'll be miserable. But you're prepared now.
One day. Anybody can let, you know, anyone could deal with anything for one day.
Absolutely. All right. Go read all of Jeff's coverage. He's still writing a lot about the Ravens, and he will, of course, more as the season gets closer. Jeff, you rule. I thank you for doing this. Go back to watch the Knicks coaching search. Go check out Internet Rumors, and we'll talk later.
Always great talking to you, Ben. Have a good rest of the night.
Thanks, man. Jeff Zrebeck does easily one of the best beat reporters out there in the NFL, does a great job covering the Ravens. Again, we're going to go back to the topic Ben Strober and I were talking about earlier regarding Terry McLaurin's contract, and I've got a comp that is probably not great if the Commanders bring this up for McLaurin, but it's one worth noting. We'll do that next here on 106.7 The Fan. Time is flying here on 106.7 The Fan. We've got another couple segments to go before we clock out, but we've got lots still more to discuss. NBA Finals here, Game 6. Tight one, Pacers up 6. I haven't had a chance to watch a ton, but it looks like it's the standard deal. SGA scoring whatever he wants for the Thunder, and the Pacers have a bunch of guys scoring some points. Nobody, you know, unless Siakam has like some monster game, they typically don't have a guy who is dominating. But, you know, they've got the home crowd tonight. TJ McConnell's giving them some energy off the bench, and they're doing their thing. So we'll talk a little bit more about the finals in the last segment here. I wanted to circle back, though, to something we were talking about earlier regarding Terry McLaurin. And whether you agree or disagree that there's some concern over whether there's a potential, maybe cliff is too strong, but a potential drop coming here just simply based on father time and what happens historically with receivers. Again, McLaurin will turn 30 in September, which is, you know, hardly old in the real world, but when your position is a lot of focus on speed and, you know, availability and agility and all these things, you know, it's notable when you get to certain ages. And as I said before, of the top 15 players right now in terms of average annual salary among receivers, only Tyreek Hill at 31 is older than Terry McLaurin. But I wanted to bring up another player here who has been a longtime standout at the receiver spot. There were points in his career where he was probably viewed as, I don't know, we could debate top five, but like one of the more elite guys. I think that he's kind of dropped off that perception, if not reality level, in part because of where he was playing. But that player is Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper has been a hell of a player in his career, a bunch of 1,000-yard seasons, most recently in 2023 with Cleveland, 1,250 yards, 72 receptions, 5 touchdowns, earned him his fifth Pro Bowl appearance that year. And it's one of the, you know, his talent, his history is one of the reasons why the Buffalo Bills, you know, while Washington traded for Marshon Lattimore at the trade deadline, the Bills, looking to beef up their situation, went and made a trade to get Cooper from Cleveland. And last year happened to be Amari Cooper's age 30 season. Now, obviously not everything is equal, but, you know, going to Buffalo, we get it. Cleveland, between Deshaun Watson and everything else, that was a mess. It's hard to blame any receiver if your numbers decline. I get that. But with Buffalo, you've got Josh Allen, you've got a premier team. This should not be an issue. And yet, Amari Cooper did not do much with the Bills. He played 8 games and had 20 catches. That's barely 2 receptions a game. He only had 32 targets. That's 4 per game. That is not much. Now, the Bills have, I guess you could say the Bills were sort of like the Commanders last year. I mean, in that they have a lot of guys who can produce, but, like, you know, other than McLaurin, they didn't really, you know, there's not like one obvious name. And that's why I think you go out and get an Amari Cooper, because you think he can be that guy. Well, it just didn't work out. Even in the playoffs, right? The Bills played 3 games. He had 6 receptions for 41 yards in 3 games. The Bills kind of turned other ways, and he's a free agent. Part of the reason why Cleveland was willing to move on, because they knew his expiring contract. He's still a free agent. He is still out there on the street right now. Now, there can be a lot of reasons as to why that's the case. It's not just simply, maybe he's not done at all. I mean, maybe it's just circumstances were tough. It's not always easy, no matter who you are, to go to a new team midseason in the NFL. But for him, it didn't work out. And again, I'm not saying this is an equal situation with McLaurin. And in, you know, when you're talking about a McLaurin contract, when the Commanders talk about, they know what it means to be a Commander. They know what kind of guys they want in their locker room. You can't point to a better player who represents that than Terry McLaurin. But if we're just talking about the football, that's an interesting comparison point to make. Amari Cooper has been one of the top guys, and he fell off big time last year, and he's still a free agent, meaning teams are not automatically ready to say they see a definitive bounce back for him. So I think that's an interesting one to watch. I do think the age conversation is one that's happening between these teams and one to consider. We'll see how that gets resolved here. I still think a deal gets done. I'm just pointing out comparison point that I think is an interesting one for me. We have got more to discuss. As I said, NBA playoffs, game six. I'm not going to do play-by-play, but we'll talk about it. We'll do that next year on 106.7 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, this game here, Pacers Thunder, it is still Pacers still up. It's you know, they've got the momentum early here. They need it. I almost kind of feel like, look, they got to win this game before you get to a game seven. I'm not saying that even a win is going to rock the Thunder to the point that they would be discombobulated in game seven. But I think if the Pacers can really blitz them here, not just win by three, not just win at the buzzer, but like legitimately put it to them, that's about as best hope as I can imagine in terms of the Thunder, you know, having a better chance to take down the Thunder at home. I know they already did that once in game one, but you know, role players tend to play better at home. The crowd will be going crazy if there is a game seven in OKC. Right now the Pacers are up 13, 48, 35. We know how the NBA works. We know how the series has gone for the most part, that no matter how big a lead is, somebody's coming back. I do think though, the Pacers, they could blow this one out. I think that would be very interesting for a game seven in terms of mindset for both teams. Ben, let me ask you this, or Strober, young Ben, whatever we want to say here. With regards to the Wizards, you're not old enough to know about all the laments they've had over the years that they passed on this guy in the draft and so on. There's been many. Of the more recent vintage, two of the guys are playing in this game. In 2020, Washington with the 9th pick took Denny Avdija, who, fine player. They could have taken Tyrese Haliburton. And I'm not just saying, like, just because Haliburton went 3 picks later. I'm saying, like, in real time, that felt like it was the debate, at least on the outside, Denny Avdija or Tyrese Haliburton, who people thought both guys were projected to honestly to go earlier. But, okay, they went with Denny Avdija.
Well, and they called Tyrese Haliburton and told him they were taking him and didn't do it. which, if you need to hear anything to tell you what the last regime was like in Washington, that should tell you what you need to know.
Yeah, that is something. And then in, 2022, they have the 10th pick. They took the guy that everybody knew they would take and kind of felt like it was not going to work, and that was Johnny Davis. Now, I don't recall, somebody can tell me I'm wrong, I don't remember it was like, hey, Jamal Williams is on the board at 10, you need to take him. I feel like the Thunder made a good call there, and it wasn't like this guy's there. But nonetheless, two picks later, Jamal Williams goes to OKC. So here's my question to you. What is the bigger lament? And I'm not saying in terms of, because again, like the Denny to Tyrese Haliburton gap is not wide. It's something, but it's not crazy. Johnny Davis isn't even in the league, so that one's a mess. But which of those two guys for you is like the bigger, oh man, they could have had him?
Definitely Jalen Williams, because...
Jalen Williams, yeah.
I remember the pick when it happened with Johnny Davis. I was kind of like, I'm already a little bit sus of this front office because of what's happened the past couple years. First of all, the Beal extension to one extent. I'm not even going to get into how I felt about that, but I was never a fan of that move for this franchise. But anyways, moving forward, then when the regular season rolled around and Johnny Davis couldn't even make the team, like he was getting minutes for the Capital City Go-Go, which I guess development is fine in the G League. You see it becoming more and more combo. I was like, this is a lottery pick. And we just took a guy that we don't even think is good enough to get any minutes on the floor right now, and it remained the same throughout the entire year. And then when he finally did get some minutes, he was just terrible, just awful. And he was really bad in the G League too. I was like, what in the world? Did we just make the worst first round draft pick of all time, other than maybe Kwame Brown?
Oh, Kwame Brown played in the league for 10 years. I know it's easy to say he was a bust, but no.
Or what? Anthony Bennett, sorry.
Anthony Bennett would be one.
Anthony Bennett's the biggest bust ever, right?
He's in the conversation, at least. I got to think back to some other guys. Michael Olowokandi didn't quite work.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Workout, and LaRue Martin is an ancient one that wasn't good, but yeah.
But it was just a terrible pick, and yeah. It seemed like usually when fans play GM, they're oftentimes wrong a lot. And they don't project the way guys are going to be at the next level. But I think most Wizards fans were kind of expecting the Wizards to make this pick and didn't have really good feelings about it from the get-go.
No, it felt like a very Wizards pick. The model had been over the years to either take big swings on athletic guys like Jan Vesely or Kelly Oubre, or go for like lower ceiling guys like to a degree, Denny, to a degree, Rui Hachimura, even going back to Otto Porter. Those guys were all better, way better than Johnny Davis. But I remember, it's not often you remember the exact moment when you realized something was over, that you completely sold all your stock if you even had bought any. I know mine for sure with Johnny Davis. I go to the NBA Summer League pretty consistently. I've gone most years since John Wall's rookie year. And I was there for Johnny Davis. And look, I was already questioning it. Look, he'd just been named the Big Ten Player of the Year. So, I mean, it was not like he was a nobody. He already had a national Taco Bell commercial. but anyway, like, you know, Johnny Davis, you're like, okay, he's not overly athletic. He's not much of a shooter. He's not very tall. He's not going to play point guard. So already you're like, all right, well, let me see. Maybe there's intangibles you got to see in person. And I was there with a buddy of mine, Adam, who's also a Summer League regular. And it happened to be a bunch of other guys that we knew who were Wizards fans to some degree. And we were all sitting together watching this. And I'm telling you, within the first quarter of the first Summer League game, we all looked at each other and said, this is over. It's not even the ability to play. Confidence is such a massive factor. You can have all the ability in the world, but if you lack confidence, you are screwed. And his confidence just seemed to be completely shot. Even in Summer League, where obviously most of the guys are not, never going to be NBA players. You mentioned the G League. It's fine to go down to the G League to get minutes, but he didn't look confident there either. And it just never, there was no point where he was above water. And, that's why obviously the Jalen Williams pick makes it so much worse that they didn't take him. But I think I would more lament Tyrese Haliburton ultimately, though, because of like what a point guard represents. There's so few of those guys in the league, and I'd love a pure point guard. But, I've largely pushed this out of my head, but it is a tough watch here. The Pacers, though, rolling right now, up 17, 2 minutes to go in the first half. They need to keep this up if they want. They can't let this thing get down to 12 or 10 in the last couple minutes. We'll see if they can do that. Are you, I don't know. It's really interesting to watch these two young teams, and then you think about where the Wizards are. How long is it going to take for them to get there?
At least 2 years, in my opinion. Next year, of course, they have to be bad. It's pretty much the expectation, or unless they have some kind of crazy, miraculous jump when one of these players that's on the roster or whoever they take is somehow instantly a superstar player. Probably unlikely. I think really the only way that was going to be accelerated was getting Cooper Flagg, but even then, I'm not so sure how competitive they could be. But I think the year after that, maybe they flirt with the plane a little bit if some guys develop, if they have a couple things go their way. But Will Dawkins wants to build a team that's going to compete to be top three in the Eastern Conference year in, year out. They don't want to be flirting with mediocrity. They don't want to be around the play-in every single year, not really having a shot at winning much. Some years you miss it, some years you make it. They want to be perennial contenders, and I completely agree with that direction.
When the Wizards traded, made the Denny Avdia trade to bring in Bob Carrington, which, you know, fine. I believe I tweeted out that night, be prepared. This is official. They are not looking to, they're not going to really contend for real until 2028 or 2029. Because, and again, you're right. Obviously, if Cooper Flagg had shown up or Alex Saar turns into, you know, an all-star by year two, but like based on where they are and how they still next year aren't going to try to win too much. And everybody, I mean, Koulibaly is 20 and other guys are younger than him. They have a ways to go. And, you know, they need to build more assets to make the trade to get the bigger guy. That's not happening anytime soon. So, yeah, be patient. I think they're on the right track, but it's not going to be. By the time the Wizards are contending, these two teams may have already fallen out of the cycle. Who knows? We'll see. What do you think here? Should we take a break and then come back? Or good? All right, we're going to take a break. Another segment or so here to go. Ben Standing and Ben Strober as a producer here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, so commercial here with the Pacers and the Thunder. Second half should be pretty interesting. Obviously, the Thunder could close this out. They rally here in the second half, and what a story that would be. I'm sure the ratings, I've not checked the ratings last couple games because partly I don't really care. It doesn't really mean much. The games have been fun and good, and the Thunder in particular, you know, their ceiling is just so insane. So if they pull this off, whether it's today or game seven, an incredible story that the youngest team in the league has done this. And this was what, you know, should give hope to teams like the Wizards because, look, I mean, a lot had to go the Thunder's way. The Paul George trade where they get SGA back from the Clippers along with 100 picks and pick swaps. And then they've made a bunch of other moves, and they just have so many assets. That is, you can't, like, say, well, that's what the Wizards need to do. Like, a lot went their way, but it, you know, it should give teams hope that, you know, if the ball, like, to me, the whole point of sports really when it comes to building rosters is put yourself in position that if the breaks go your way, you're ready to capitalize it, whether that's being a contender or whether that's, you know, being a team that's trying to build themselves up. What the Wizards have been doing the last couple of years is a team that is taking advantage of their position. They were ready to take on Marcus Smart, his contract to get a first round pick that turns into the 18th pick in the draft. All that is what you need to be looking for, as opposed to what they were doing before. Fake hustle, you know, pretending that they were trying to contend, but really at best they were like playing game or eighth seed going nowhere. So, you know, they're doing the right steps. You just have to hope that, you know, that it keeps up. We've talked a lot here about the different teams in town tonight. The Nats, again, big win, just simply for getting the win, but the fact that James Wood hit two homers, including the game winner walk-off, you know, it's what you're hoping to see, not just the win, but the fact that this is a guy who looks like an absolute legitimate building block. I don't know if you say he's already a star, but he's clearly an ascending talent. I would imagine he's going to make the all-star team. I mean, you know, we'll see how that goes in terms of what other, you know, what it looks like at his position. But, you know, certainly he's trending in that way. But again, we talked about this earlier. The Nats have such a long way to go, it feels like. And until management, ownership has a real plan, I just don't have a ton of confidence in this thing. Maybe as we discussed earlier, I mean, maybe this is all just being set up for them to sell the team, but we've been waiting for that for some time, and, you know, they took the team off the market. So, you know, I don't know how this is going to get more attractive for other people. I mean, James Wood could turn into Albert Pujols, and it's still just one guy. So, you know, we'll have to see how that goes. The Commanders, you know, we talked earlier about Terry McLaurin. You know, that's the big question mark right now. I have a story up today posted on The Athletic about kind of what we learned in each of the positions. And as I was writing it, it, you know, allowed me to really kind of think about it some more. look, there's a lot of individual positions that we can discuss, but I do think how they're going to improve the run. They already signed guys like Javon Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise and Eddie Goldman. They talked about the size and the length of these guys, how important that is. I do think another subtle component is last year, especially with Jordan McGee banged up for most of the year, they really didn't have a third linebacker that they could turn to, and that led to a ton of nickel coverage. They led the league in percentage of plays with nickel coverage over 80%. That's nickel playing five defensive backs is pretty normal in the league. But when teams would go with two and three tight ends, Washington was still staying in that format. And, you know, tight ends are going to be bigger typically than a third corner or a safety, and therefore gives the team an advantage. And the fact that Jordan McGee has looked pretty good already, is healthy now, that combined with those bigger linemen, maybe that's what Washington needs to help the run. You know, we won't know that for sure, I would say, until we see them play in week one. But that's the hope. If you want hope in terms of how they improve the run, I think there is some in that regard. And then, of course, we've talked a lot about the Wizards in relation to the NBA draft. Strober's, I won't say all in, but he's excited about the possibility of getting Ace Bailey at six. I'm more questioning that situation, if he's even there. We'll see. The larger point, though, is that the Wizards would have an opportunity to continue to add more young talent, and they're not going to be the Thunder no matter what they do at 6-18, but they've got an opportunity to continue to build. And right now that is a positive. I know it's not fun if you're paying ticket prices to go watch them play. And it's even fun watching. It's even tough sometimes watching on TV when it's loss after loss. But if you're in this for the long haul, which I think fans typically, you're hoping that's going to be the case. Patience is going to, you know, pay off, I think, eventually in terms of, well, I can't say it's going to pay off in terms of getting to the finals. That, who knows? A lot of impressive teams with young talent have not sniffed that level, but we will have to see about that. All right, I really had fun tonight. Thanks so much to our guests, Scott Abraham from WJLA, Matt Moore from the Action Network, my colleague Jeff Zerebeck at The Athletic, who covers the Ravens. Thanks to Ben Strober for his thoughts chiming in all night, right or wrong. He's willing to give an opinion, and that's why that's an important thing to do, whether you're hosting a radio show or, say, a Locked On Wizards podcast. You can listen, of course, to my podcast, The Last Man Standing, wherever you do your podcast. And, you know, I've got plenty more Commanders to talk about here in the coming days. Training camp's about a month or so away. But that's going to be it for now. Thanks for listening. Until next time. See ya.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.